Here's an interesting fact for you. There are nearly 1 million new books published in the U.S. alone every year. So if you like to read, how do you choose what you're going to read? Well, that's where Fully Booked by Kirkus Reviews comes in. You see, Kirkus has been one of the top book review publications for over 80 years. They do a deep dive on thousands of titles every year, including interviewing best-selling authors and telling you what might be the hot new release before everyone else knows. And it's coming to Podcast One in just a few weeks. So keep your eyes and ears open for Fully Booked by Kirkus Reviews.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. The choice was on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend.
More of a mandate.
Yeah, never. Crazy world. Never has been more of a mandate.
Never.
All right. Let's see. Alan, 42, out there from D.C., son just told him.
Oh, wow.
And his wife that he is transgender.
Interesting.
Should there be in the counseling. Now, Drew,
yeah.
What percentage of people that are struggling with this are genetically, like, there's definitely such a thing as just, you're just born with the wrong set of junk, right? I mean, we've now come to accept that.
Yes.
It's just, they're just kids that just, from the word go, just wanted to go play with the boys.
Yes.
You know, it's like, you can kind of, you know what it is? It's hair. It is. My daughter wants long hair. If you wanted to cut her hair and look like Rachel Maddow, she would not be happy with that at all. Mm. My son has hair issues as well, which is no issues. It's like, doesn't care. Like, I'm the guy, never thought I'd be doing this as the comedian in the house, but I'm the guy who's like raising his hand going, shouldn't he go to the barber? Like, he's kind of a mess. Like, he doesn't, because he won't brush it and he won't do anything. And everyone kind of looks at me like, well, what of it? And I go, look, just take him to Fantastic Sam's for $10. We're doing this, get it buzzed, you know? And then we want to deal with it in 6 months. But it's a mess because he doesn't even want to spend 8 seconds on his hair because it's just a waste of his time.
Yeah.
So the girls want the short haircut early. Who feel like the boys. The number one tell is the 4 or 5 year old girl wants a short cropped haircut, which other 4 or 5 girls are trying to look like a Disney princess. Right?
Right.
So when that girl is fighting mightily to get her hair buzzed, and oftentimes mama doesn't want to do it because the secondary sex characteristics haven't popped up, and you're just going to be called a dude.
Yeah.
You know, oh, you're 2 sons. Oh, I have a boy and a girl. Oh, I didn't know your son was. Oh, no, that's my daughter. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
It's nonstop that. Yeah, like, I get it with the parents.
I endorse what you're saying, but I don't want to conflate everything to. And we're not saying that it's just about hair. We're saying that's
all about hair. It's 1,000% about hair. That's what I'm saying. No, the early. You don't need to do a disclaimer. The early disclaimer is, I want my hair cropped. I don't care about it.
I do because everyone gets so weird and touchy about the topic.
Nobody cares.
You can't talk about without stepping on landmines.
But anyway. So, cut that hair. That's what they want. And then they get the haircut and they're like, ah,
yeah.
I feel relieved. And I got to say, it's rough on the parents because now we can't tell them apart and they keep getting called a little boy, which is probably what they want because that's what they're feeling like. Mm-hmm. Seems like there's more and more of that coming around.
Certainly being expressed. Yeah, we don't know if it's just being expressed more or if it's coming around more. It's hard to tell because it's been highly, you know, suppressed for forever.
Right. What do you think? And then there's a group that is just for other reasons expressing their gender in other ways.
And there's people that, you know, these preferred pronoun things. I'm it, I'm that, I'm this, I'm nothing.
Well, those are just fucking douchebags who, like I said, you know, you're like, those are the guys who have to call the Carnegie Foundation, and those are the guys who have to turn divisive into divisive.
One of my
because
kids,
all they have to do is correct. Well, you'll never convince me otherwise, other than all you want to do is correct. It's not, hey, this is the proper. This is the proper pronunciation of divisive is divisive. Yeah. No, you thought of that 10 minutes ago, dickhead.
Well, here,
you're trying to correct
to
me.
I was talking to one of my kids, and they had a friend who she wasn't a gender thing, but she identified as they. And wait,
hold on. She identified as they?
Hold on. And she's going to medical school, and I said, That shit is not going to fly in the wards. You're going to be like, you're going to go, hey, get over here, Susie. Excuse me. I'm them. I don't give a fuck what you are. Get in there and hang that IV. That patient's dying. Shut the hell up.
Yeah,
get in there and
go.
You would just be like, you don't matter. What matters is that patient. Get in there. I don't care what if I call you Rumpelstiltskin. Who gives a shit? Get in there and take care of that patient.
Go, girl.
That would be how you react to that stuff when you're a resident.
I react to everyone all day.
No,
every
but
day.
When you have a job and your job is to make somebody not die, you don't. Stop it. You die outside of the hospital. Fine. Here, shut up.
I agree. And also the thing is, I don't know what you're getting out of correcting everybody other than pissing them off. Because that's all you're going to do all day, every day.
Well, maybe they can tell us what they get out of that. I don't know. I've really never really delved into it with anybody that wants to identify that way.
The way it works is I get to have dominion over you. I get to control
this
environment.
It certainly feels like that.
You want to know the rich white guy version of this?
Nick identifies as it. You ever gone to talk to him about that? It, right? That's your preferred gender pronoun?
With the SH in front of it.
Yeah. Or ZHE.
Yeah, there's a rich white guy version of controlling your airspace. You control your airspace by me correcting, and when I correct, you immediately go into a defensive posture, and then I get to snot-nosed 23-year-old cunto over here gets to correct you with the doctor diploma hanging in the office inside of your 10,000-square-foot manor. That's how that works.
Yeah.
I don't let it work on me. I'll tell you the version of this. Rich white guy.
Yeah.
You're doing the thing. You're at the benefit. You're at the whatever. You're surrounded by people and stuff. And then the guy comes up behind you and does a super hard handshake that doesn't let go. And he goes, you remember me? And you go, right. Yeah. Right. You don't remember my name, do you? And you go, I meet a lot of people. You remember my name? You remember when we talked last? And you're like, I do. I know I meet a lot of people. It's hard to keep track of everyone. So you don't remember my name, do you? Do you remember my name? Do you remember my name? Do you know that dude? That's Rich Whitey, dude, version of you think you're the belle of the ball? I'm going to come over here and settle your shit real quick.
Rich Whitey. Now, I can imagine Ray doing that.
A little bit. It's an element of you think you're the belle of the ball. I'm going to come in there and straighten you out. No, not Rich Whitey, but it's that dude who's going to take control of the situation. And by the way, that same guy could walk up to Barack Obama in the middle of a dinner party and do that same move and momentarily, or Donald Trump, and momentarily Trump and Obama would be on their heels. Like, oh, shit, what's this? Oh, fuck, I can't place a guy. God damn it, what's a guy's name?
Yeah.
Like, momentarily, you're on your heels.
Yeah.
It works on me, and then I immediately go in to get the fuck out of my face. Like, I don't give a fuck who you are.
Do you say it?
I've done a version, and I'm much faster to do it now. I used to play along, go, oh, God, this is embarrassing. God, this is so embarrassing. Now I'm like, no, I don't remember your name. And they're like, you don't remember that again? I don't, and I just walk away. Because it's like, I don't give a fuck. If this guy wants to do this, that's his thing. And by the way, I don't know what's in it for him. He's the guy I don't remember. What feels so satisfying about me not knowing who the fuck you are? By the way, genuine people and good people will come up saying their name as they're shaking your hand.
Yes, of course.
Not ever wanting to put you in a position of not knowing or remembering.
But really, one quick note about Ray before you go to the call again. I during your show last week when he was working away. By the way, show's on again tonight.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead and watch. Yeah, Spike. 10
Adam Sandler.
O'clock. Yeah,
right.
Sandler's tonight. Yeah.
He is the nice guy. Have you ever met him before?
Yeah, he's nice.
Such a good guy. Anyway, Ray during your show. I know they wanted a little noise of the building and stuff going on, but magically Ray drilled only every time you tried to speak, and especially when you tried to deliver a punchline. It's like he would wait till you were trying to go.
Yeah,
I thought, that's what Adam's been talking about. I've never seen that part of Ray. There it is. Even if he's doing it unconsciously, it was an uncanny timing. Uncanny.
I'm sure of it. And no, he doesn't listen. So that was
all right.
Not listening. It's an epidemic.
Yes,
it's an epidemic that nobody ever really talks about, except for me, and I'm getting tired of it.
We're going to spend a couple of days talking about it because I love that topic.
It is
listening and habits and self-control. These are all things These are the keys to life, right?
I had a conversation earlier today when I was like on the phone with an accountant, and I was trying to figure out, okay, who's been paid from this movie, who hasn't been paid, who needs to be paid, and I would say, like, has Nate Adams been paid for Road Hard? No. He's not been paid at all. No. He's received no money. So Nate Adams has not received any compensation for working on Road Hard. No. Not from Film Buff. And then I'd go, all right, hold on. Hold on. Has he received any compensation for... Well, yeah, he was paid when you're in production. Okay. That's compensation.
That's being paid.
So next time, don't say he's not been paid at all. And I was saying stuff like, how much have I been paid? And it's like, you know, $122,000. All right. Total. So I've got $122,000 total. Yes, $122,000 total. $122,000 total. That's what I've received. Yes. Does that include the $75,000 for directing? No, it does not. Okay. Please, we need to listen. When I say in total, I mean in total.
Did they adjust? Did they start listening to you? No.
It's a life.
Yeah.
It's a weird it's a just a life. I just had now what I do What I do is I study everyone's patterns. The reason I study everyone's patterns is because I know who everyone is, and I know with this particular person, I must circle back. It's not enough that I said in total four times. I need to then break off the $75,000 for the director's fee.
You make the mistake, though, of sort of expecting people to respond.
No, I make this mistake. I carefully word things so there's no room for... I say things like, not from Film Buff, not from pre-production, in total.
Yeah.
In total. The amount I've been paid. I had this funny one where I said, and Kevin Hench, in total, he has received nothing. In total. Nothing.
All in.
No. And then she said, well, he's been paid. I said, how much? $1. You two split $1 when you for directing fees. I said, okay, I'm going to count that as nothing. I'm going to count the $1. But thank you. Now we're listening. I had an electrician over my house the other day, and it's like we're standing on my porch. And I was like, can you set the timer for the outdoor lighting? And he's like, yeah, what time? And I said, I don't know, have it come on at 7 and go off at 1 a.m. And he's like, all right, on at 7, off at 5. And I said, no, off at 1. We're standing there. I mean, you know, it was 8 seconds later, and then he did it, and he left, and they popped on at 5. Oh, it's an epidemic. It's a serious epidemic.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like...
Maybe that's how all this weird news can get by as factual, you know, fake this, fake that.
I think so. I was, like, talking in an office, and I said to somebody, now, look, a couple weeks back or whatever, I said, now, I'm going to start doing this TV show in 2 weeks... and I'm going to finish in about 3 months. And she went, all right. So you start in a month? And I said, no. I start in 2 weeks. Do it for 3 months.
Maybe it's the screens and all the multitasking.
No, you know what it is? It's everybody is out of it, and they don't know they're not good at it. And there's a couple of things.
It's kind of like driving a car, you know, and attending to things. People don't know how impaired they are when they're looking at other things and driving a car.
They also say things like, you said a month. And it's like, no, I didn't say a month. There's this stupid option where you get to go. They get to make up whatever you said.
Here, people need to listen to this. Simply Safe. That's right. People looking for home security, they get ripped off all the time. Long-term contracts, big wiring, writing big checks, no way out, big installments. That's the robbery. It's getting all that security equipment installed. Well, now with Simply Safe, you have a smarter, better way to protect your home. No contracts, no commitment, nothing locked in. Period. It was built by a Harvard-educated engineer. It's wireless. It's portable. Has a cellular connection built in. So it's professional monitoring with police dispatch available around the clock. SimpliSafe, 24/7 protection is available for just $15 a month. Most places charge at least three times that. But with SimpliSafe, 24/7, $15 a month. And again, you've stuck it. It's so simple to put it together, right?
Yeah, just peel and stick.
Peel and stick. And it's, again, wireless, portable, with the cellular connection right there. It's unbeatable protection. It's great value and no contract. Visit SimpliSafeAdam.com and you'll get another 10% off your system today. That is Simply with an I, S-I-M-P-L-I, Save Adam. SimpliSafeAdam.com.
Study people's patterns. And when you study people's patterns, even in a very cursory way, you will solve a lot of problems and you will understand a lot of things. I will tell you very quickly, and then we're going to you, Alan, in D.C., the transgender son.
Yeah.
I had an electrician come by the house. And this guy is kind of a friend, Armenian guy. Nice guy. not too sharp. And I don't know him very well at all. I've not dealt with him much at all, but there was something I picked up in his pattern, in his pattern. So I was at the other shop, and he said, you want Armin to come by? And I said, yeah, tell him to come by. I'll meet him at the house. And he said, okay. And I said, what is it, 3:30 now? Tell him to come by in half an hour. I'll see him at the house. Come by the house at 4. I said, okay. I left. Went by the shop, pulled in car in the garage, went into the house. And was just standing around the living room talking to Lynette. But I kept walking to the front door and opening and peeking out and shutting the door again. And I was kind of figuring out what I was doing. Like, well, the sun's shining. He's going to park. He's going to walk up. He's going to knock on the door and we'll let him in. He'll get here when he gets here. He'll be here in the next 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 12 minutes. I'm having this conversation with Lynette and I keep breaking off. And
because you're just already worrying about the guy? Or?
I've picked up something in his pattern.
Something's worrying you,
No, not worrying me. I mean, I'm not shitting on your verbiage, but I'm not worried. I'm just there's a pattern that I'm picking up that's not. Now, normally, just me and Lynette would talk in the living room watching Natalia watch TV until there was a knock on the door, and then I'd let the guy in. But I keep going out and looking out the door. The third time I go out there, I see a pickup truck, and I wander out, and he's sitting in his truck. And I was like, Armin, how long you been here? He's like, oh, it's just been the 5 minutes, the 5-10 minutes. And I said, well, why are you sitting in your truck? I don't see you pull up. Ugh. I said, well, my car is parked in the garage. Yes, the garage door is shut. I don't see.
Forget it.
Well, you just go knock on the door, though, right? Knock on the door. Yes, I think I wait for you to come in. You pull up, but you don't pull up. So I wait, you know? And I'm like, okay.
Oh, boy.
But it's 4 p.m. Just... Yeah. What do you think? Lynette's going to answer with a throwing star or something? Like, so my wife answers the door. You know what I mean? Or nobody answers the door or whatever it is. I just go tap on the door. Yes, I don't see you pull up. So I don't. Well, I'm in the garage, but the garage door's shut. I should have had Wonder Woman's garage door so you could see my car in there. But like, he's like, but I knew there was something off about him.
Yeah.
And I knew there was something off with his patterns this way that I would never say to Drew, come to the house at 4 and be speaking out the door.
Yeah.
I just figured Drew's going to, at 4:01, he'll be banging on the door. This guy I knew wasn't, something was going
to
prevent him
from
not.
To be fair, you know my patterns wouldn't be 4:01.
It'd be 4.
It'd be 3:50.
3:50, right? 3:59 with a phone call. Where are you? After the first knock. It'd be like,
I'm back here.
Phone call. Where are you? Like, I'm walking toward the door. I'm at the door. Yeah, I'm getting out of the elevator. Where? Yeah, I knew there's something wrong with this guy. Yeah. I knew there's something wrong with his decision making, and I felt that he was going to be sitting in his pickup truck, even though there was no conversation or nothing to really lead me to believe that.
Some pause about following through with your project with him?
He's an electrician. He can do that. Right, I'm not an electrician, but boy, it did scare me. And then this one, where it's like, Armin, these timers. I've been wanting to get these outdoor timers set. Where are they? They're broken. Right, but you're here 4 months ago. Yes, they're broken. But well, where are they? Well, you need to buy a new one. I said, Armin, it's a $28 part. Go get it. Hey, I don't know. And I said, remember you're here like 4 months ago? Yeah. We couldn't set the timer? Yeah. Because they're broken. I'm like, right. So you then go out, buy some new ones, and then put them in, and then we'll set them.
they're describing
a book. I don't know what you want. It's like, you don't know what I want.
This idea that you had some inkling that there's something about this guy you're describing as though he's like cognitively impaired.
So, maybe a little.
All right, so let's get Alan.
Alan, 42, there D.C. Alan?
Hey, Strusky. Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
So, yeah, my son just came out to us and said that he or she is transgendered, and I'm trying to process that.
Yeah. Let's go with he right now for the sake of argument. It's going to get confusing. My son, she. Let's go he. Okay, here we go.
Just to illustrate your crystal brain, though, a lot of effort being spent on the hair for quite a while.
Interesting.
A lot of coloring of the hair and the length of the hair and everything like that.
Anything? Tell us your son's history. What's the story? Anything unusual?
He's a very smart kid, really enjoys music, very sensitive boy, really lovely, lovely guy. Never has had any issues in school or anything like that.
Great. No major. I'm just trying to get his whole history picture here. No major illnesses, no medication, no traumas, no whatever.
No, he's diagnosed with ADHD because he's a boy who's likes to do things outside. But
listen, hang on. I'm not asking for justifications. I'm asking for the facts. So he has a diagnosis of ADHD. That's a fact. All right.
Yes.
And why did you have him evaluated?
Just that sort of thing runs in the family.
And what is that sort of
family
thing?
Issues.
Again, you're speaking in very vague riddles. What do you mean that sort of thing?
Well, depression and mental illness issues have run in both.
That's more vague. Exactly what is in your family heritage?
Well, my grandfather committed suicide. My mother's been clinically depressed.
Okay, and your grandfather committed, and you're depressed. Okay, so mood disorders run in the family. That's not this kind of thing. That's very different than ADHD.
He was a happy-go-lucky kid 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was perfect. But so you have depression. You have depression, and anything on your wife's side?
Yeah, my wife suffers from depression too.
Okay, and
mood disorders.
So there's a lot of affective disorder in the family. And then the grandfather committed suicide. Was he using alcohol or anything of that sort?
No, this happened a long, long time ago.
I'm asking because those guys that died a long, long time ago, they often leave out the substance use in their history. And he's the one that committed suicide. Well, I got to wonder if something else was, beyond the mood disorder that so many in your family seem to have. So that's interesting. So you might kind of look at that. And that stuff goes along with ADHD sometimes. So a lot of mood disturbances. Anything else? What was he doing that led you guys to go get a psychiatric evaluation?
Acting out in school.
Like what?
Things like that.
Again, vague. Things like that.
Sorry?
You really speak in real vague.
You paint such a vivid picture.
Things like that is not an acceptable description of history. And what does acting out mean? You lose him?
I mean,
go ahead.
No, I'm here. I'm just trying to articulate what was really going on.
No, not really. Just the facts. Just the facts. I need the facts. I'm just trying to make an assessment here. You called us. You want to sort of look at this whole thing. The facts are he did what in school? If you don't listen, you aren't obliged to answer my questions. If you feel like you'd rather not, that's okay with me. But I won't accept vague, nothings.
I'm not trying to be vague or argumentative. I'm sorry. Again, just, not paying attention.
Not paying attention.
Sort of, talking to by the teacher, needs to pay attention a bit more.
Paying attention.
Why did
you call that acting out?
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like the opposite of acting out.
I don't know about the nomenclature that I'm using. I apologize.
That's all right.
Seems
Alan,
like
let me talk.
It's
good cop, bad cop. Here we go.
Okay.
Drew's a bad cop. Yeah. I'm the good cop.
Okay.
I'm the cool guy. I'm the guy, I'm the cool cop. When I sit down, I turn my chair backwards and sit on it with my legs going past, and I lean on that part.
And you listen.
You would know I'm the cool guy. Yeah, I'm off of your smoke. But when the two chairs, I spin mine around and sit on it. That's all 80s movies when there was a cool teacher, the cool cop.
Yep.
The counselor, spin the chair around.
So relaxed.
Sit on it the wrong direction. That's how, in the uncomfortable direction. Comfortable I am.
You play by your own rules.
Yeah, but I spin the chair around.
Yeah.
All right. So he says a good kid, says a kind kid. You say he got in some trouble in school. The not paying attention falls under the heading of nothing, and no one ever remembers it. So was there another incident or incidents at school that you can put your finger on that would be a little more concrete in terms of expulsions or suspensions or anything like that?
Okay.
So he didn't really have
nothing like that.
Right. And so you went and took him to get a sort of psychiatric evaluation based on him not paying attention in class, or just based on you guys having a fear that you passed along this gene for depression?
It was more the former.
Okay. And so you guys thought...
Are we going to have a mason jar here?
No.
You sure? Okay.
I don't know. You had this fear that because you have this genetic thing and your wife has this genetic thing that you must have passed it along, but also you must have seen it manifest itself in your son. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't have been reminded of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. See how the cool cop works? You want a cigarette? You okay, Alan? All right. So now he wants to do this. And, does he want to undergo sexual reassignment surgery?
How old the person we're talking about? How old is your son?
16.
Oh, I thought he was a little bit older for some reason.
So 16. And the one of the tough decisions in when you talk about Adam, there are people that are clearly like they know it and everyone can kind of go, oh, yeah, that kid is for sure. If you don't give that kid hormones in and around even before puberty, you limit some of the potential of the transformation, which is really I don't know how to make that that decision. Some people claim to have expertise in that. I think that's a terribly difficult decision.
So if the male genes kick in,
well, I've seen there's one woman I was dealing with who is like this lovely, I think she's about 19 now, and she got hormones around the age of 13, and this is like all woman. Everything about her is woman. And it like and she's perfectly at ease with it all, cool with it. Biologically looks like everything. And so you miss kind of that a little bit.
I get it.
But we're sort of past that window with the 16-year-old. So it's not that you got time. You can whatever needs to be done doesn't need to be done yesterday. You can do nothing. Just change how you identify
yourself.
So
what's he saying to you? Like, what is the – does he have a plan?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at. He wants to be called she. And, you know, we're both very supportive of him, my wife and I, and she is very interested in sort of moving this along and pushing it. I'm more concerned about, you know, anything where, you know, you're spending so much of your time on your gender identity. It just seems like a huge narcissism thing.
Yeah.
That concerns me. And I'm also...
Once he becomes a she, chicks seem to have an endless ability to spend time on stuff that's like, I professionally and personally, I'm dealing with stuff which is like, how much more do you want to talk about this thing that is nothing? The biggest goddamn argument in life on my TV show about 18-second bumpers. Ugh. And it's like, how much more do you want to get into this? I just said do it 6 months ago. How many times do you want to revisit this? It's crazy. I think it's a female gene, the endless capacity to talk about or work
Maybe
on
we
something.
Can use it as a marker for a trans.
Oh,
female to male to female.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, no, it is. My wife said you have a calming effect on people.
You do.
Well, it's interesting. I'll tell you about it right after this. Okay. So, Alan, here's my head on this.
He was trying to tell you something. Finish what your thought was, Alan.
Yeah. So my big question is, I'm concerned that there's something else going on with this with my kid, and that maybe he should see a counselor, somebody who's sort of qualified to assess and understand whether this is something that's really going on with him or if there's something else, some other depression or mental illness thing.
Well,
I also want to be supportive to the guy.
Yeah, look, there could be a – look, even if he's going through the transition, he needs support of a therapist and he needs the advice
of a therapist. Is he in the 10th grade or 11th grade?
10th grade.
Mm. I mean, it's going to be a tough. Either way, it's tough.
I think people think I'm an asswipe for saying this, but I tell everyone, save it for after high school. Like, why would you want to go through this?
Yeah, I know.
And it's a hassle, and you're going to be made fun of, it's going to be brutal. And you could look. I'll put it to you this way: you could potentially be injured because who knows could do what to you, right?
Yeah.
I would have a here's a conversation I would have if this happened to me personally, and I don't think anyone would listen. Don't get me wrong, but I would get Sonny and my wife, and I'd put them in a room, and I'd go, "Look, I support you, and your mom supports you, and we'll always love you, and we'll always support you. But because we love you, we feel that going through this into your junior and senior year could potentially cause major distraction in terms of work, schoolwork, social, whatever." Could potentially get beat up, injured,
who knows,
or worse. I don't know. I don't know who you're going to school with and what their feelings are about this. And I don't want to jeopardize any of that. So for 18 months, could we just move forward? This will be the plan, but we're going to suck it up. Almost in a weird way, like you're in a prison and you don't want to get stabbed, but you're going to be out in 18 months. And when we get out, then let's start living our life.
And to be fair, it depends where you're going to high school.
It does.
But a couple other pieces of advice. In my experience with this, he will usually want you to call him by his female name, and I would do so. I would not resist, because then it becomes about the parents, you don't know me, man.
Right.
Then it becomes a big resistance thing. Go with it. Get professional help, both for a standpoint of evaluating what's going on, and then if he does continue through transition, the support through that, which he certainly will need. And then I would suggest you check out the Williams Institute study out of UCLA. It raises a lot of interesting concerns about the surgery, and you should be aware of that data. The people are critical of that study, but it is a study, and it is pretty well done, and it raises some interesting concerns. I think we as physicians are not choosing the right people for the surgery. Fortunately, the surgery is not so much the cornerstone of this issue anymore. A lot of people don't have the surgeries.
My wife and Natalia were getting into a big argument last night.
Yeah.
Big screaming match.
Uh-oh.
And
this is the beginning of what's to come.
Baby. I know.
This is
and,
it.
And I went in, sort of smoothed out Natalia a little bit. And then Lynette came in and thanked me for being a smoother outer. And she said, you have a calming effect on people. And I said, I do. And she said, well, it's like somebody wrote me that, you know, it's nice that you showed up for the Oscars because you have a calming effect on Jimmy. You make Jimmy.
Who said that? Who wrote you on?
One of the writers, maybe his wife. I was a joint email that had a couple people on it. But he said, you seem to make Jimmy feel relaxed or calm or whatever. And I do that. I come into the dressing room, I sit down, and we try to break the tension a little and whatever. And I just sort of sit sometimes with people and just talk about nothing. And they do calm down. But I said, so she thanked me for being the smoother, the calmer.
Did you do what you did to me to calm me down? Hey! Cut it out.
No, you're having a fake panic attack. No, I said, you know, my ultimate goal is to really, it's just to kind of never really get into these things ever. I don't know what I'm not sure what we're talking about or what we're even arguing about, but it doesn't sound like anything to me. Right. You love her. She loves you. Everyone lives in a beautiful house and beautiful neighborhood, and everyone does everything all the time. And not sure why everyone's screaming at each other, but if we could just, you know, my goal is to spend as little time as possible in this
with state, stuff.
You know what I mean? And I think women are just kind of like, well, it comes up and it's got to come up. And I'm like, I don't feel like it has to. I don't feel like you need to do that. I feel like it doesn't need to escalate into this. There's an element of, can you do this? Yes, I can. Thank you very much. Moving on. Like, it's no reason. But as I've noticed, that there's some people that just have an endless capacity for.
Well, they sort of seek it. It's sort of. I'm not saying they seek neither it, your wife or your daughter do it, but people.
No. Listen, they do it a lot more than Sonny does it.
Yeah.
Sonny has zero in the let's go wrestle about nothing. It means he doesn't. It's a waste of his time. He's announced
but
it's a waste of his time.
At its essence,
I get it.
I
get it. But Natalia has a genetic predisposition to wrestle you about nothing. And my thing is like, I don't know what we're talking about, but I would like to go make a documentary or invent something Like, that's what I'd like to do. Yeah. But we're arguing over something, and I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
And all I want it to do is go away.
Yeah.
I don't. And it's something that's go awayable. You know
yep.
what I mean?
Yep.
That's the thing. It's not like I understand there's certain issues that sort of transcend. Just do this, and this will go away. That's not how all of life works. But
right.
a fair bit of it is just do this, and we'll never bring it up again.
Yeah.
That'll be that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. how guys are wired, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And women have a little more, no, we need to air this out. And it's like, okay. But we die earlier, ladies. So I think it's unfair. Because you get 7 years on us. And I have like 5 years
of smoothing.
And 4 months of, well, if you plug in the yeah. phone right when you get home, it'll never be uncharged. So I feel like you're eating... You know what I mean? I'm already going earlier. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's an unfair burden on me going earlier and this. Yes. Yeah. But I smooth it over. That's all right. I'm the smoother over. Never heard anyone said I have a calming effect on people.
No. No, I've not heard that.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well done.
Thank you.
That's a triumph.
All right. Go to AdamCarolla.com if you want. Oh, no. Hold on a second. We're not done here. Cabbage. Ah. With a K.
Ooh.
That's right. K-A-B-B-A-G-E.
Tell me about this. What is this?
Well, you're wondering how to get funding for your small business? How about cabbage.com? Help small business owners get flexible funding right away without headaches or a traditional loan. You apply online. This is what I love about the free market and then the internet. Just everything opening up. No more hat in hand. Go down to the bank and talk to Mr. Mooney over there.
Provided the regulators allow this, yes.
Well, evidently they do, because we got cabbage. You apply online from your phone. No waiting in line. No scanning documents or tracking down financial statements. Only pay for the funds you actually use. Has supported 100,000 plus small businesses with over $2.9 billion. Billion in funding. Billion with a B. Visit cabbage.com/Drew. That's cabbage.com/Drew. As Adam and Drew listener, you will qualify for funding and get a, or I should say when you qualify for funding, you get $100 Visa gift card.
What the hell?
Cabbage with a K, everybody.
I want to sign up just to see how easy it is.
Cabbage.com.
And get that gift card.
/Drew.
Fantastic.
All right. AdamCarolla.com and Corolla Drinks and all the stuff. Me and Prager at Northridge. Check that out and watch the Spike show tonight. Drewski.
DrDrew.com. Check out all the pods there and like that.
So, until next time. Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.